Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Over the last 3 days, we have spent our pastors' conference, those who were able to attend. We spent the last 3 days meditating on preaching, hearing age-old wisdom from one of our forefathers in the faith, and also the second main presenter is a former vicar of this church, Heath Curtis, a book freshly written. Our opening service was at historic Trinity downtown. Some of you have been there. If you haven't, I encourage you to go. But what a joy it was to fill that church with the songs of Jesus Christ. We opened the TLH and used it the whole time. What a joy it was for me. It's like I planned it or something. But in that time, we were reminded over and over again that there has been a lost art of preaching in the Lutheran Church. For the last few decades, we have been taught to make sure that we focus just almost on law and gospel. Not that law and gospel is bad, it's not. But when we boil every single sermon down to make sure I tell them that they're a bunch of sinners and they're not going to go to heaven apart from Christ, and then I make sure to hit them with Jesus Christ before the end, and I try to make sure that I spend more time on the gospel than on the law, and I never actually get to preach how you, as a child of God, are now called to live, this is not how the majority of our Lutheran forefathers preached. They preached for an hour. They preached for an hour. That was their Bible study. They would go verse by verse, chunk by chunk, and spend an hour in the pulpit preaching God's word. In that preaching, absolutely, they'd preach Christ crucified. Praedicamus Christum crucifixum are the Latin words on our pulpit, on my wallet, on our t-shirt, and in the signature that I send. We preach Christ crucified. A stumbling block to some, folly to others. We preach Christ crucified for sinners like you and me. Jesus is risen from the dead. He has ascended back to his throne. But if every single sermon you hear from me is that you are simply a wretch and you can make no good decisions ever, then I'm not preaching the whole counsel of God. We can fall off on the other side too, of course, and never preach the law and just say, hey, Jesus loves you just like you are. Come as you are. Jesus just wants you to be happy. Jesus desires eternal fellowship with you. Yes, he desires you to be happy, as long as your happiness and your joy flow from him. That contentment needs to be there. But you, dear child of God, are different than the person walking down the street in Waterford that does not confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You haven't earned salvation just like they haven't earned salvation, but you are different. Because you have something that they don't have, and that is the Holy Spirit. You've heard me preach on this. The Holy Spirit desires to do the will of the Father. And it is absolutely true that apart from Christ, we could do nothing. Our default was blind, dead, and enemy of God. But you, dear Christian, are no longer in that camp. Are you still opposed to God every step of your very way? You sitting here tonight shows me otherwise. You know you're a sinner. You know that you fail. You know that Jesus fulfilled the law perfectly because you and I couldn't. But you also confess that there is an internal desire now in you to hear God's word and follow it. That's the Holy Spirit. That's your conscience transformed by the Holy Spirit. Your daily life is not about your fear of going to hell. Your daily life is a confession that Jesus Christ died for you. Yours is a confession that says, Lord, you died so that I may live. I know that my following of your law cannot save me. But Lord, you have transformed me. When you were children, for some of you, that's a little bit shorter time ago than others, you remember how you would often interact with your parents. Yes, there might be some rebellious times. Yes, children don't always listen perfectly the first time. But the joy on your face when your parent, your father, your mother came through that door, held open arms, there is a desire to follow and do. Little boys follow their fathers and they imitate them. Little girls follow their mothers and they imitate them. This is a good thing. This is God ordained. You still are children, even if you're no longer under a certain age. God has made you his child. Did your parents ever give you rules? Of course they did. Did they give you rules because they didn't like you? Of course not. They gave you rules because they love you, because they don't want you to get hurt. Now, sometimes, actually every time, they are fallen people. And sometimes the rules that they make go against God's word, and those need to be rejected. We pray for them, for they are also imperfect people. Maybe the Lord is bringing you together, and someday he will bless you with children. You too will lay down rules. Did your parents stop loving you every single time that you disobeyed or broke a rule? Does your Father in heaven stop loving you every time you fail? The answer in both cases is no. But that doesn't mean that we should just go on sinning. That doesn't mean that the rules don't matter. Jesus says very clearly in our gospel lesson, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. If we make Jesus just this crutch, and we think it doesn't matter how we live our life, at the end of the day, we just remember, oh, that's right, Jesus died for me. I can keep on sinning. Good thing he likes to keep on forgiving. That is not how we are called to live. And you, dear child of God, know that that is not how you strive to live. I rejoice to be able to gather every single day this last week, multiple times in prayer with my brothers in Christ. And I rejoice to be able to gather with you here tonight to sing praises with you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. You have been transformed, but not yet perfected. Continue in his word. Follow his commandments. Do what he has commanded. And yes, trust that for the moments that we are weak, for the moments that we are faint, for the moments when we struggle to obey or even disobey, Jesus has died for our sins. Let his joy remain in you, that your joy may be full. The church sings a stanza cut out of our most recent hymnal. Grant me grace, O blessed Savior, and thy Holy Spirit send, that my walk and my behavior may be pleasing to the end, that I may not fall again into death's grim pit and pain, whence by grace thou hast retrieved me, and from which thou hast relieved me. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.